mixed feelings. It was a proper game of football. Two good teams going at it. And again, obviously they're a big club and they're up there, but we more than held our own. And when we did play football, we looked more dangerous than them, I feel. They obviously got a different element with a bit more direct play. But some of the football we played in both halves, really, was top quality. And I'm disappointed that we haven't come away with the results, because when we watched the goals back, they're poor goals, really. They weren't created as such. Definitely could have been avoided. But again, great start from us to go ahead, but also proud of the boys to show big character to come back, up from 2-1 down to get back to 2-2.
Now, you've played in this division, in this league, for a few years. It's so contrasting, isn't it, Callum, from, with respect, some of the smaller clubs, and then all of a sudden you're playing in an all-seater stadium like this with a Kop End towering above you and, you know, best part of 7,000 people in it. And, you know, it's a completely different atmosphere, isn't it? How different is it to play in?
Yeah, it's a proper ground. It's a football league ground, and in their opinion, and probably... they should be a football league club, but yeah, it's like you said, it's almost different every week, and that's why this league is tough, because it's more the mental strength rather than technical ability, and just going out and playing football, because teams obviously want to stop us doing that, and sometimes conditions don't allow it. So obviously today it was a nice slick pitch as well. It's obviously in good condition, which suits us when we want to play. But yeah, again, it's going back to the mentality, really. It doesn't matter whether you're playing in a big stadium in front of 7,000 or you're going up to North Ferriby, let's say, next weekend, and there might only be, I don't know, 1,000, maybe even less. Mm. So that's what it is about, being that mental strength week in, week out, to be successful at this level. Because obviously only one team goes straight up, automatic, and they're only one from the playoffs. So again, it's a tough league, very tough league.
This Aldershot Town team has been pretty consistent throughout the season, despite it being very young and learning with its performances. And in recent times, it's gone on to be even more consistent with its results as well. But this was a different kind of test today. And how pleased were you to see some of those young lads playing in a stadium like this for perhaps the first time to come through so well?
Yeah, definitely. And not only the stadium and the team, big team, it was a massive game. Big time, really big time of the season, and obviously both clubs needing the points. So yeah, it was a big test, but I think the boys done really well. Like you said, quite a lot of young lads and probably never experienced something like this before. So I think it will help them, and hopefully they can learn from it, because a lot of the lads, obviously we've got ambitions to go and play higher. So you have to perform at these kind of stages, as well as, like you said, the smaller clubs. But now I think the boys can come away feeling proud today.